Dauta. My name is Jandy Craig. I am a member of the White Mountain Apache tribe, and I am a member of the Deschitin clan. I am also a proud member of the International Network of Indigenous Women of the Americas. There's all of this tension that's happening up there at Standing Rock, and I have a lot of friends and family members who are up there working with the water protectors, and I see them, and I see their experiences. I see, you know, the challenges that they're facing there, and all they're doing is expressing something that's really powerful to them, that, you know, there's still a connection between us as Native peoples and the ground that we live on, Mother Earth. For example, in our culture, the Apache, White Mountain Apache culture, it's the same word for your land and your mind. Binit Gojo, that means the blessed place. It tells you a lot about the indigenous paradigm, you know, what you plant there, how you treat it. To me, being a water protector is like being an advocate for something that has sort of lost its voice, which would be the water. What's happening up at Standing Rock, you know, with the different ideas that people have, especially the people on the other side, the police who had their guns out and they had their drones hovering above our heads all morning. It brings up some feelings of trauma. I think that it echoes that colonial violence that continues to exist in our world right now and our experience as Indigenous people. And the thing about, you know, that historical trauma and colonial violence is that it's something that is so deep right now, especially for Indigenous people who have experienced it, that it's actually imprinted in our DNA. And, you know, some of our people have talked about how in the past it was about gold and now it's about oil. So it's always about sort of taking away from Mother Earth without considering the ramifications of what happens when Mother Earth is all used up.
I'm Shantu Begay. I'm from the community of Shantu in the heart of the Navajo Nation. I think with the whole idea of protecting the water in a peaceful sense, not in the confrontational sense, you know, the whole peacekeeping, water protection journey. You know, water is so important to us that, you know, every name, we have place names with water, and even my name, Shantu, is water. I think in this case, it is people putting themselves between the sacred element of water and those that are planning on a possible destruction of it or change or fouling, desecration of it. Because it's not just for the tribe. You know, from where we sit, from where we camp, there's 18 million water users downstream. Where I live, where I was born and raised, where my mother lives, you know, we still have to haul water, you know, miles away in barrels. In our stories, you know, there's reference to water, you know, everywhere. The water world, the former world that we came out of into this world, into the fourth world. You know, the water is always the element that is transportation, that's the reason, you know, that everything a culture floats upon. Unfortunately, a lot of news, especially the local news around there, is being fed by the sheriff's department, by the law enforcement department. So by the time they're being fed a different reality than what we see. I would say a huge percentage of the campers are young people under 30, under 35 young people. And for that reason, the energy of that, the passion of that, it also arouses hope. Well, I think knowing that this is a very historic movement where all the tribes are getting together and all the tribes from everywhere, and even non-natives who are there, they're all tribal members. You become a tribe that's blended into one, a water protection tribe. You know, a lot of people, the extent of their association with water is just turning on the tap, you know, knowing where it comes from and the life of it. And a possible pollution of it. That we all need water. All my life, you know, I've been tied to that. My name, Shantu, is again reference to water, a reference to the light that plays off the surface of the moving water, reflecting back onto the wall of the canyon. That little sparkle of light that plays on the canyon. That's what it means. So that's kind of a signature I guess the signature of that spirit, to, e, na, water is life in my language.